Blog Talk Radio.
Now you say it's bigger than hip hop. You say this is young men's perspective. Like, what is this whole program, this whole media about? I mean, everybody got these so-called conscious radio stations. What do you guys deal with?
It's your knowledge yourself. Sure indeed.
Mr. Hodges, what do you guys do?
So we elevate the mind. It's mental stimulation. We definitely inject that true knowledge yourself. We get it in. We talk about that beat. Put turn down that beat. Listen to them lyrics.
Oh, wow. So you guys know. You guys know what we're doing with the beat, huh? You know how we mesmerizing and hypnotizing that subconscious, huh? Oh, you one of them smart people, huh? Oh, just one of them intellectual media broadcasts, huh? Oh, okay. You guys think you smart. You guys keep unplugging from the matrix, huh? Okay. We'll keep figuring you out. We'll keep studying you in all your schools and all your colleges and your sports, and we're going to know. Let's go. It's bigger than hip-hop. Will we open up your mind to new thoughts? You think outside the box. You deal with the true reality and actual facts, taking things for what they are, not for what they appear to be. Never taking nothing on face value. Do your research all the time. Bigger than hip-hop. Let's go.
We're kicking off this bigger than hip-hop with the international singer-songwriter Lena Lowe is in the building. Also, we're going to sit down with Professor Griff, MC Shan. We're going to bring it to y'all. It's bigger than hip-hop.
Yeah.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. I'm your host, Jeff Hodges, and real excited tonight about this here segment as we kick it off. You know, we've been on hiatus and couldn't wait to get back, and who better to bring us back to kick us off with the hottest show of the night is none other than the lyrical monster himself, Jim Stones. Welcome to the show, Jim Stones.
Yeah, what's good, man? Jeff, what's good,
what's
man?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Definitely, thanks for having me.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. We checked you out, and we definitely feeling what you're doing, man. What you got going on, and we definitely had to get you on board and talk about it because our
platform gratitude.
No doubt, the platform is about transformation and showing how these young people how to get their life in order. You know?
Yes, sir.
Now, you became a household name after being featured on several tracks of such hot artists as G. Dep, Pooh Bear, Bryson, Wilson, Drake, the list goes on, Jay-Z. Even got your boy Kanye West ready to snatch up a beat and didn't realize it was you who put it down, and definitely got your doors open, running on a world tour with Lupe. And you fell back for a minute and came back on the scene, and you dropped several joints. And the one we want to talk about today is that elephant in the room. Tell us about that and what made you get that particular name.
Elephant in the Room, man. Elephant in the Room actually was inspired by my little, he was 12 at the time, 13-year-old nephew. I was on a hiatus from music, man, and my little nephew was running around the house, and he was rapping these lyrics, and they were whack. And he was telling me, this is what rap is. And I'm thinking, like, what? That's what's hot to y'all? And I couldn't take it no more. So I said, okay, let me show these youngins how to do a mixtape. So that fueled the fire. And I went on Facebook, on social media, just asking the fans, what records do you guys think I should do? And they were throwing, they threw out suggestions. And I took them, and I had my personal favorites, and I ran with them. And once I was done, that's what came out. I didn't even expect it to be what it was, though. Mm. I didn't expect it at all because I put 100%, but I did it on my own time. So it was kind of like it wasn't an accident, but I just had fun when I did it. But it was inspired by my little nephew and the new music that's going on, the new whack music that's going on today that these young kids are listening to.
Okay. Now, as an artist who graced the world stage and has a huge influence on our youth, you sort of need to be responsible with your art, and you change your perspective, realizing early on you had more to talk about and switch the lyrics and produce more of a conscious message. What was that catalyst moment that brought you to transform not only your life but your lyrical content as well?
my best friend passed away. He died 2009, motorcycle accident. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back. But right before he died, there was a lot of things going on in my life. And I felt like God was kind of pulling on my coattail, telling me I had to slow up. But I didn't want to listen because I was moving at such a rapid speed with everything that was going on in my life at the time. And I just like, yo, I got to get it. I got to get it. I got to get it. Then I had a daughter that was born. And the bogus rap lyrics that I was rapping, something told me that it was going to be some shorty grow up and treat my daughter like a whore because he's looking up to me trying to be me, you know. And that was something that was like, yo, I got to stop. I got to change this around. I got a daughter. And after my best friend passed away, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I threw my hands up, and I was like, I'm out of the game. I'm done. It's time to do some soul searching.
Now, I noticed that you make it a point to not want to find yourself boxed in with labels, because when you did take your hiatus and came back, you switched it up, like I mentioned earlier. You got more of a testimony to your music and the lyric content, and a lot of people kind of try to make you a gospel artist. And
right.
You're like, nah, not you. So talk about that for us.
Okay, so like I was just saying, when my best friend passed away, I said, this time, this is it. I heard God had been pulling on my coattail for so long. And after my friend died, I stepped away from the game, and I found Christ. And at that time, I was so dirty. I mean, just I was so filthy, bro. I was so tired, and just I had the world on my shoulders. I wanted nothing to do with anything that was of the world. So I had heard that it was a genre called gospel music, right? It was like, Stones, you don't have to give up music. You can just do gospel music. So I tried to bounce back and do gospel music because I wanted to do music to whatever genre was closest to the God that I was serving. That's the music that I wanted to do. But once I jumped down, I felt like I was really being boxed in. And then later God showed me that I didn't have to put the title gospel on my music just to be accepted. It was just like, I didn't have to put the title on my music to box myself in, so I quickly stripped that title off fast, that man-made title, gospel music. So I took that off my music, and I just let God speak through me with the music that I do, because people are going to title it anyway. So
right.
I just say whatever you hear it as, when you get done listening to Elephant in the Room, and whatever it is to you, that's what it is, as long as you get the message. So they can call it whatever they want, but I won't box myself in. No, sir.
Now, listening to your track on Dear Music, I got a sense you was somewhat disappointed and had some unresolved anticipation. Tell us about that and what was going on at the time when you wrote that particular track.
I just felt like, man, I've been so good to music my whole life, and I've been chasing this music dream for so long, man, since far back as I could remember, since I was a little kid, you know, sitting in my Super Mario Brother draws, trying to do the Michael Jackson spin, you know, singing in the mirror. I've been chasing music for so long. It was always my dream, and I just felt like I always got the bad end of the stick as far as music goes. And I knew I was, like, talented lyrically and vocally. I knew I was talented. But I watched so many people just blow right past me, people who didn't have a fourth of the talent that I had. They blow past me. They get on, they blow up. And I'm sitting around broke, and I'm sitting around can't get a deal. I'm just sitting around like, yo, music, what is it? What do I need to do? What do I, you know, it's like, yo, I got in the gym room, I lost weight because they said that to do music is an image you have to have. I did that. They said you got to study the greats. I did it, and I did all my homework, yet and still it's like no one knew who I was. It's like I was on tour with all these rich people. It's like I'm the only one that was on tour that was broke. It was crazy. So it was like it was about time that me and music had a sit down, and I expressed myself to music.
No doubt.
I did it over the Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney track.
Nah, that joint is hot, too. Like I said, I've been checking you out. You consider, in my book, one of the most underrated artists, and personally, since I've heard in a long time, and definitely one of the best in hip hop for sure. And I read somewhere where you said, and the eyes are the windows to the soul. You have to guard your eyes and ears and heart. I'm sure it's not easy keeping that positive mindset and with all the distractions in the industry and what's going on. Talk about how you do that and how you stay focused on your music and your message.
Bro, I first want to tell you that this industry is dirty. I mean, like, filthy. I mean, like, dirtier than dirty. Like, dirtier. Like, I can't even begin to tell you how dirty this industry is, what I've saw. And I've been around some of the greats. I've hung around the greats. This is a dirty, filthy, nasty, disgusting industry. And it's like they say, the job is, it's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. Somebody has to do it. Somebody got to spread the light in this dark room. And I say, hey, why not be me? So this comes along with the package deal. You know, this what comes along with the package deal, man, the filthiness of it. But what I try to do, I just try to pray, man. I try to stay in prayer, and I try to listen to God. And it's a lot of stuff that I see, that I look at, that I hear, that I'm not supposed to be seeing, that I'm not supposed to be hearing, bro. And it does something to my inner me, and it has it just does something to me. The things I'm not supposed to be looking at and hearing, bro. So I just try to stay prayed up. That's what I do. I'm not perfect at all. I just try to stay prayed up in this dark, while I'm maneuvering through this dark, dirty industry. I see the snakes. I see the rats. It's a lot of people that they're fast talkers. Once they get your ear, they got your head, and you're done. Once you fall for it, you're done. But they fast talkers, man, for real. And if you're not grounded in God, you will fall, and you will be one of the ones talking about, I sold my soul. I sold my soul once.
No doubt, no doubt. What advice would you give my listeners? Because I particularly, like I said, my platform is for young people who are looking for transformation and wanting to do better things and all of that. What advice would you give to them in regards to transforming their life when it comes to people, places, and things?
I want to first tell them that real wins. No matter what you do, real wins, and just always follow your heart. Whatever it is, don't compromise. Do not compromise what you believe in for people, places, and things. Follow your heart, man, and just keep it real with yourself. And real gonna win. The righteous shall prevail, man. For real. It may take a minute because you're fighting against the machine. If the society ain't set up for the righteous, for the people that's trying to do the right thing, it's not set up for those people. It's not set up for the people that's trying to live to be 100. But it's set up for the people who's, you know, it's just set up. It's a dirty world, bro. And maybe, you know, maybe I'm touching on some stuff that. But it's a dirty world. It's not set up for the righteous, bro. So just be true to yourself, you guys. If y'all following this music dream, whoever's out there listening, if y'all following this music thing, man, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. Do not. It's smoking mirrors. It's smoking mirrors, and never sell your soul. Never compromise. And half of the things that these rappers are saying they're doing. Like 90% of the things that these rappers are saying that they're doing, the killers, like all the killers they're saying they're doing it, they're not doing it. These guys, they got big homes. They're on tour half of the time. They're getting big, big, big money. It's lies. They just making money off the small people who don't have it. So it's a, you know, but go ahead. I can talk forever.
Nah, that's real right there. Now, you know what caught my attention, made me reach out to you, is when I got a chance to hear that fire in my heart. That is no doubt one of the straightest fires I ever heard. The question is, what was on your mind? Who done it? And boy, did you let them have it.
Man, actually, fire, once again, my nephew inspired it. He's listening to the Chief Keef and all these up-and-coming new rappers that's just, man, sending the rest of these. See, I'm in Chicago, man. And it's a lot of murder going on right now out here. Like, these kids, they're believing what the internet is saying. They're believing it. They're buying into it. But they're doing it in their real lives, man. These kids out here killing each other. They're out here shooting. They're out here. They just out here backwards. And I just wanted to personally take the time out to get on a record and say, yo, if this is people respect music. So I said, man, I want to take the opportunity. I want to take the chance and get on here and just body a record and, you know, call out names and let you guys know that it ain't what you guys think it is. And this is what it is. A lot of these cats would not be here if Pac was still living. Waka Flocka to these dudes is who Biggie was to me when I was growing up. Biggie was the king to me. So I cannot knock these shorties for looking up to Waka Flocka, because he is to them who Biggie was to me when I was a shorty. And when they was trying to tell me about Chuck D and all these other righteous rappers, I'm like, yo, get out of here with that. Tupac and Biggie Smalls. So I understand it from that part of the game. But I just want to shed as much light as I can on the listeners as possible to show them that these dudes are shaking it and they faking it, and that they do not have talent, because if you take the beats away, these dudes sound retarded. Take the beats away from them and tell them to spit, and you'll see your artist. This is the guy that you're buying into.
What do you want more than anything when it comes to your music, your message, and what you want people to walk away with from it?
I just want them to know that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. That's most of all, because a lot of people may not believe it, but that's the main thing I want people to walk away knowing, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And that if you don't know him, get a relationship with him, because you don't live forever. There's a place you go when you leave this earth. Get your soul saved. That's the main message I want them to know. It's music. The talent part is just like that. That's the that message. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. That's the medicine. The music that I'm doing is just like the soda. When my mom would trick me to drink, take my medicine, she would mix it in with the soda. So I would think I'm drinking soda all the time. She would drop that medicine up in there, and I'd be healed and didn't even know it. So I guess the talent part is the soda, but the healing is knowing that Jesus is in my message.
Excellent segue to my final question. Your transformation has definitely been a healing for so many people, as I read comment after comment. It seems that music regained its consciousness, listening to you mentally feed us instead of bleeding us of our moral fabric. I'm really anxious to see what a full-length Gemstone album will look like, and when can we expect that next joint to drop?
No doubts. I'm going to drop that Gemstone Life and release this Young Blood of Jesus. When I tell you this joint is bananas, like, I'm talking bananas. Like, I get the elephant in the room just jumped up and did something. This Blood of Jesus, I've put thought process into this, and it will be released this year. I always drop a CD every 2 years. Every 2 years I drop something until whatever happens, happen. But Blood of Jesus is the next thing that's dropping. I will make sure that you have a copy. Blood of Jesus is the name of this new project, and I'm excited about it. It's crazy. Like, it's bananas. Like, my music may not be on the scale where Jay-Z is, and I may not be on that platform where those guys are, but the music is definitely, God has granted me with the talent where it's surpassing what those guys are doing, and I will definitely make sure that you have a copy. It's bananas. Blood of Jesus dropping this year.
That's what's up. Gemstone, has definitely been a pleasure and an honor, and I salute you for what you're doing, bro. Like I said, you're making light to people in the darkness, and they can get a message in your music. Continue success in what you're doing, bro.
No doubt. Once again, thanks for having me, man. I just want to say Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Real always wins. Guys may not listen to me today, but they're going to hear me tomorrow. And I'm out.
That's what it is. Peace and love, bro. Stay up.
Yeah.
It's bigger than hip-hop, y'all. That's my people, Gemstone on the deck, letting you know it's real in the field. We want to thank all those listening live in an archive. You heard them first right here on It's Bigger Than Hip-Hop, Young Men's Perspective. We gonna go out banging this joint.
To be a guest on Young Men's Perspective Radio, please email your bio, picture, and contact information to ympm.org@gmail.com.
Young Men's Perspective Radio. Young Men's Perspective Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at YMP Magazine or on Facebook at Jeff Hodges Editor. Please continue to stay tuned.
The call-in number is 215-383-3998.
So lock us in.
Young Men's Perspective Radio. Young Men's Perspective Radio.
And thanks for your support.
Young Men's Perspective Radio. 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 Young Men's Perspective Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Young Men's Perspective Radio. Young Men's Perspective Radio.